Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Go 24/7 podcast. Thanks for listening. I'm Billy Embody. With me is Sonny Shipp. We've got our final position preview of spring ball to get to. It's been a couple days of spring practices now for the Tigers. They started on Tuesday, did a little football school on Wednesday, back on the field Thursday, and it's the first time the media got a chance to look at the Tigers. But I think the big thing with this final position preview is some of the unknown at safety. I think we know what the cornerback group is going to look like for the most part with the studs like Derek Stingley Jr. and Eli Ricks. There's some positioning for that nickel spot and who's going to back up Stingley and Ricks. But let's lead off with the safety position that you look at this depth chart, Sonny, and it's thin. And it's thin of guys that I feel like you can count on as high-level contributors on the back end. Todd Harris, back in 2018, played well, ends up getting injured in 2019, was off to a good start, loses that season. Last year, struggled as he was still, I think, getting back. And then you had Jordan Tolles as a true freshman who, you know, some people think maybe they should just bulk him up and throw him at linebacker, but not yet, I think. He needs more time there, time to develop. He's got some athleticism, two-sport guy. And then Derek Davis Jr., who's making a ton of waves right off the bat as an early enrollee. And then you have the veteran safety, Cam Lewis. This position group isn't going to be resolved until Sage Ryan and Matthew Langlois are on campus. But what's your initial take, at least this spring, with where it's at?
Well, we talked about how thin the ranks were at linebacker this spring. And safety maybe even a little bit thinner. I'm anxious to see who makes them, you know, who do they move from corner or from another position to safety to toss into the mix this spring? Because, you know, it's almost to a point to where they almost have to. You know, you mentioned the guys that they have available, and that's just not enough. You know, that's barely enough to, I mean, the four scholarship players that you mentioned, that's barely enough to have a spring game unless you have guys playing on both teams. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, when we go through and we look at the cornerbacks, when we look at the nickels and stuff like that. I'm with you. The cornerback position, I think Eli Ricks and Derek Stingley Jr. have a chance to be, you know, one of the best tandems in the country. If Derek Stingley regains his 2019 form, if Eli Ricks plays like he did last year, and both who kind of had the touch of the injury bug last year, if both of them can stay healthy, that's as good of a duo as you could want on the outside. And then inside, you've got Cordell Flott, who really came on in 2019, struggled a little bit in 2020. Jay Ward, who ended the season playing probably as good as anyone in the secondary, you know, right up there with Eli Ricks. And so if you're trying to get your best five defensive backs on the field, you know, is it possibly looking at Jay Ward at safety? You know, he's a guy that I look at and I say, okay, if you think Sage Ryan is going to come in the five-star, the number two safety in the country, if you think or the number one safety in the country, if you think that he's going to come in and that he's going to be an instant impact at the position that he always said he was recruited to play, which was the nickel, then, you know, that makes you think, okay, well, where can we put Jay Ward to where he could make an impact? And I think he could be a guy very similar to Kerry Vincent Jr. You know, he wasn't your ideal safety, but he actually played pretty well for LSU when they put him in at safety during that 2019 season. So I think that new defensive coordinator and safeties coach Durante Jones is going to have to shift someone to that back end. And, you know, I'm just not sure who it would be. I mean, who would you, if you take that premise, who do you think could get a look back there this spring?
You know, I think if we have to move, if we're talking about moving a corner for sure, I would probably say Cordell Flott or Jay Ward, one of the two. But Jay Ward came on so well last year, late in the year, And Ed Ogeron mentioned that. I would think it would be Flott in my mind, but you also have Sage Ryan and Matthew Langlois coming in. And while Sage Ryan might get a look at the nickel, that could be a position that has Jay Ward on the field already, or maybe Flott gets another chance to fit in there. And those guys are veterans, and it's really hard for a true freshman to make just immediate impacts, five stars or not. But Sage Ryan's going to find himself on the field somewhere. I think safety is a good spot for him.
Yeah.
I think Derek Davis, he's a big, big dude. He's athletic enough to keep up with some of LSU's top receivers. Ed Ogeron noted that. I think there's going to be some sort of rotation and fighting for spots there between Todd Harris, Derek Davis Jr., Jordan Toles, a Sage Ryan, a Matthew Langlois. I mean, however it works out, there's going to be some fighting for those spots. And I just think it's going to work itself out. This is kind of like the linebacker position where they're just going to have to figure it out in fall camp. But Sage Ryan has that ability on the back end, I think, to cover ground, to make plays. And that's why I think he's got that chance to end up being that at that safety spot. And The nickel spot, if you're talking about adjusting right away to college football, I would rather have a veteran there like Cordell Flott or Jay Ward, who's played a lot of football, and stick Sage Ryan more so on the back end and just try to play a little center fielder or whatever, and let him adjust to the game and the speed, and not necessarily have to be right there in that slot, which is becoming such a difficult position to play in college football with the receivers that they have running out of the slot these days.
Yeah, no, I'm with you, and I'm kind of torn. You know, on one hand, when I look at it, if I want to put a true freshman somewhere, on one hand, you know, I would rather put him on the slot, as opposed to on the back end where he's going to have to make some calls, and he's going to, you know, he's going to kind of have to be a quarterback of that defense. But on the other hand, I also see what you're talking about. You know, one guy that we've gotten, you know, some feedback from on the Death Valley board on the site was that some people have said, oh, I think Dwight McLaughlin would make a good free safety. And just when I look at McLaughlin, I see corner all the way. You know, I don't see a guy, you know, at 6'2", 186 pounds. To me, he doesn't look like a, you know, like a free safety to me. Not from the limited, action that I saw from him last year, from what I saw in the U.S. In the Army in the All American Bowl. For me, he just looks like a corner in Corey Raymond's system. I mean, is that kind of your take, or do you think that he could be a candidate?
No, I completely agree with you. I think Dwight McLaughlin is best like into that boundary as that boundary corner, and just getting time, you know, behind Eli Ricks or Derek Stingley, whoever, you know, is on that side. I don't think it really matters which whether
there's going to be injuries. You know, there's going to be injuries. You know.
Yeah, and with Stingley and Ricks, I mean, it doesn't really matter whether one's boundary or field, but for some of these guys, it does. You know, a Radar Jones is a boundary corner. He's bigger. He's got length. Dwight McLaughlin, same story. I think he's got that size that you want in the boundary. Those field guys have to be really, really, really fast. And then at safety, you know, it's kind of similar to Radar Jones. This is why I don't think he could be a candidate, is, you know, that ability to change direction and flip your hips. That's not something that those two have shown. Remember, they have that longer frame that makes it more difficult on them to do that. You know, one player that is incoming that could maybe get at least some time is Demaryius McGee. You know, he's a little lighter. Maybe he can run in the open field well. You know, I see corner. I see typical Corey Raymond corner, but, you know, maybe he's somebody that they look at from a depth perspective there. But yeah, I'm with you. I just don't see Dwight McLaughlin and Radar Jones as those as two guys that, at least for me, I wouldn't have on the safety spot. But, you know, you got to have speed back there to cover ground. I think that's why I like Sage Ryan and Matthew Langlois coming in this summer. I think Flott and Ward have enough speed to do it. So those would be kind of my group of candidates to kind of shore up the position and make it happen.
Yeah, and I tell you what, I do think this, that we saw that LSU struggled to get six dependable defensive backs on the field against Mississippi State when they tried to go with six defensive backs. I don't think that's going to be a problem this year. You know, if Stingley, and obviously Stingley wasn't healthy for that game, but if Stingley and Ricks are healthy, you've got Ward and Flott, you've got Todd Harris, you've got Derek Davis Jr., who will be a true freshman, but will have a complete spring under his belt. Sage Ryan has such a high football IQ to where I think he's going to pick things up very quickly. You know, I can't say that Matthew Langlois, that I've heard that he has that same, you know, exceptional football IQ that Sage Ryan has. But when you look at, he was a jack of all trades in high school. He had to play a lot of positions. He had to learn a lot of positions. You would think that he is probably going to pick up playing just one position, you know, fairly quickly. You know, I'm sure he'll still have his growing pains, but to me, he seems like a guy that if he can learn, you know, if he can learn multiple position on offense, multiple position on defense, I think he'll be all right playing a position that I think he's really suited for at safety.
Yeah, I think you nailed it, and we're pretty much on the same page with this position. I think, all right, we're both going to agree on this. Derek Stingley Jr. and Eli Ricks are starting corners, if healthy, for LSU. I think, by the way, Derek Stingley Jr. played with multiple injuries last year. He's going to be better. He's going to be his normal self, I think, in 2020, or excuse me, in 2021, you know, going into the NFL draft year. So you got those two at the corner spot. I would be surprised if it isn't Todd Harris at one safety spot, veteran, you know, in terms of week one, he's going to be probably one of the guys. And then from what it seems to me, Derek Davis Jr. probably mans that other safety spot, maybe Jordan Tolles, at least week one. And then the nickel spot, I think you could see Ward or, like you said, Sage Ryan. Those are kind of the guys I'm kind of handicapping this thing at right now.
I'm with you. I'm with you completely. I think Davis and Harris are your likely two starters at safety. Obviously, Ricks and Stingley at corner, and then nickel. You know, you realistically could have three guys battling for playing time there. And look, you know, they are playing Chip Kelly. You know, Chip Kelly's going to throw the ball. He's going to move guys around. He's going to try to confuse you with. I think you'll see LSU play more than just five defensive backs in that game. And, you know, obviously playing out in California, your first game of the season. Well, assuming you play in California, playing that first game of the season, you know, conditioning is not going to be what it will be 3 months or 3 weeks or 4 weeks later. And so, you know, you'll have to rotate a lot of guys in and stuff. So, but it's going to be interesting to see how that secondary shakes out. Because when I look at the defensive line, I think the defensive line is going to be loaded. I think the defensive line is going to be really good. The linebacker group, being that they're going to play so much nickel, I think LSU is going to be able to find two guys. I just really feel like they'll be able to find two guys for that nickel in that nickel package. And if the safeties play a lot better than they played last year, because, you know, Maurice Hampton struggled, Jacoby Stevens struggled, Todd Harris got better as the season went along, and as he really started to get healthier from the ACL he suffered in the 2019 season. If the safeties can hold up their own and become to where they're even good, not great, but good. You know, they can't be liabilities, but they at least have to be good. If they can get to that point, then I think the defense is going to really make some strides.
Yeah, I think safety, linebacker, the two positions to watch and see how they progress, and then that'll determine a lot in terms of where this defense goes in 2021 under Durante Jones. Well, guys, we have wrapped up our position previews for spring ball. We have them all on Go247 in the written word. We've also done them on the podcast. So if you want, you can go back and listen to them wherever you listen to your podcasts. And that's a good reason to leave us a rating, leave us a review, and subscribe to the Go247 podcast. Spring ball is in full swing. We're looking forward to that April 17th noon spring game for LSU and Tiger Stadium on the SEC Plus channel. Till next time on the podcast, guys, we'll catch you later. Thanks for listening and have a good weekend.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.